With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden meets with lawmakers at the White House over Ukraine aid and southern border security. House Speaker Mike Johnson says changes at the border are the top priority.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Minorities will make up the majority of the United States population by 2050, according to data from the American Community Survey. During unprecedented illegal immigration, the survey found the nation's non-white population increased by nearly 4 million since 2021. Hispanics are expected to have the most population growth by 2050, with an increase of around 6%. The white population will decrease by about 11%. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. military launches another wave of missiles against Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen, marking the fourth time in days it's directly targeted the group. The strikes follow the official announcement that the Biden administration has put the Houthis back on the list of designated global terrorists. Joe Biden removed the Houthis from the list after he was sworn in as president when he reversed a majority of President Trump's orders. Freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest, freezing temperatures as far south as Florida, and sub-zero temperatures in the Midwest, and the cold weather is not over. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orebeck says a new system is on the way.
It's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
That's Bob Orbeck, National Weather Service. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun and the 2024 election season is upon us. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they will cast their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
He says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicate that there are still large numbers of self-identified Christians who are not registered to vote or who do not participate in most elections. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for kids under the age of 12.
A bill to gradually phase out tackle football for kids under 12 had passed a legislative committee last week. The bill had to pass the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. But Newsom's pledge not to sign the bill into law effectively ends the proposal's chances. Advocates say the ban would protect kids from the risk of brain injury. But opponents say the ban would have cut off kids from a source of activity and exercise. John Scott reports.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company backed by Silicon Valley billionaires is taking the pitch to voters. The Forever California Company submitted paperwork Wednesday to ask voters on the November ballot to allow them to build the city on agricultural land that is now protected. More details at SRNNews.com.